Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Walking in Spiritual Authority. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from James chapter 4, verse 7. Be subject then to God, stand up against the devil, and he will flee from you. I have just read from the Young's Literal Translation. When Clara believed in the Lord Jesus, she didn't realize that accepting Christ as Lord meant submitting to the government of God. She was still the ruler of her own life, making decisions without considering the way the Lord felt. Because of this, she lacked spiritual power and authority. When she tried to cast out demons, nothing changed. She was even tormented by nightmares and demonic attacks. One day, through the study of God's Word, Clara realized she was not truly subject to the lordship of Christ. Her life was not regulated by the Spirit of Christ, and she was living according to her own desires. She repented and began to live according to God's Word. It wasn't easy at first, but as she submitted more to Christ's authority, she found herself growing in spiritual power. Demons no longer tormented her, and her prayers became effective, even influencing the weather. Many Christians struggle to walk in spiritual authority because they are not fully submitted to the authority of Christ. The degree to which you are submitted to Christ's authority is the degree to which you will wield spiritual power. Christ rules your life by His Word and by His Spirit. If there's anything in your life that contradicts His Word, it shows you are not fully submitted to His authority. Tamara once faced a situation at work where everything seemed to go wrong. She knew it wasn't natural, but a spiritual attack. She remembered James 4:7 and realized she needed to fully submit to God before she could resist the devil. She repented of some compromises she had made at work and began to consciously live under Christ's authority. As she did, she noticed a shift. Her prayers became powerful, and the negative atmosphere at work changed for the better. She stood against the enemy, and he fled. Go into today remembering that God desires for you to walk in authority and power. But this power is only available when you are under the authority of Christ. The more submitted you are to God, the more authority you will have to resist the devil. Prayer. Lord, help me to fully submit to your authority in every area of my life. Empower me to stand firm against the enemy and walk in the spiritual authority you have given me. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job chapters 3 to 4. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Job chapters 3 to 4.
After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. He said,
May the day of my birth perish, and the night that said a boy is conceived. That day may it turn to darkness. May God above not care about it. May no light shine on it. May gloom and utter darkness claim it once more. May a cloud settle over it, may blackness overwhelm it. That night, may thick darkness seize it, may it not be included among the days of the year, nor be entered in any of the months. May that night be barren, may no shout of joy be heard in it. May those who curse days curse that day. Those who are ready to rouse Leviathan, may its morning stars become dark, may it wait for daylight in vain and not see the first rays of dawn, for it did not shut the doors of the womb on me to hide trouble from my eyes. Why did I not perish at birth and die as I came from the womb? Why were there knees to receive me and breasts that I might be nursed? Now I would be lying down in peace. I would be asleep and at rest with kings and rulers of the earth. Built for themselves places now lying in ruins, with princes who had gold, who filled their houses with silver. But why was I not hidden away in the ground like a stillborn child, like an infant who never saw the light of day? There the wicked cease from turmoil, and there the weary heart rest. Captives also enjoy their ease. They no longer hear the slave driver's shout. The small and the great are there, and the slaves are free from their owners. Why is light given to those in misery, and life to the bitter of soul, to those who long for death that does not come, who search for it more than for hidden treasure, who are filled with gladness and rejoice when they reach the grave? Why is life given to a man whose way is hidden, whom God has hedged in? The sighing has become my daily food. My groans pour out like water. What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. I have no peace, no quietness. I have no rest, but only turmoil.
Then Eliphaz the Temanite replied,
"If someone ventures a word with you, will you be impatient? But who can keep from speaking? Think how you have instructed many, how you have strengthened feeble hands. Your words have supported those who stumbled. You have strengthened faltering knees. But now trouble comes to you and you are discouraged. It strikes you and you are dismayed. Should not your piety be your confidence, and your blameless ways your hope? Consider now, who, being innocent, has ever perished? Where were the upright ever destroyed? As I have observed, those who plow evil and those who sow trouble reap it. At the breath of God they perish. At the blast of his anger they are no more. The lions may roar and growl, yet the teeth of the great lions are broken. The lion perishes for lack of prey, and the cubs of the lioness are scattered. A word was secretly brought to me. My ears caught a whisper of it. Amid disquieting dreams in the night, when deep sleep falls on people, fear and trembling seized me and made all my bones shake. A spirit glided past my face, and the hair on my body stood on end. It stopped, but I could not tell what it was. A form stood before my eyes, and I heard a hushed voice.
Can a mortal be more righteous than God? Can human beings be more pure than their Maker? If God places no trust in his servants, if he charges his angels with error, how much more those who live in houses of clay, whose foundations are in the dust, who are crushed more readily than a moth? Between dawn and dusk, they are broken to pieces. Unnoticed, they perish forever. Are not the cords of their tent pulled up so that they die without wisdom?
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.